21 million people are victims of human trafficking worldwide, and nearly a third of them are children. Sunday was World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. It's supposed to raise awareness of modern slavery around the globe. Governments talk about combating human trafficking all the time, but sometimes liberation is local. One rescued child, one prosecuted trafficker, and one person at a time. Michael Brzozowski is president and founder of Blue Dragon Children's Foundation. That's an organization based in Hanoi, Vietnam, and it's rescued close to 700 people from trafficking. Trafficking is on the rise in Vietnam. Brzozowski says that's because it's an extremely lucrative industry, and it's not easy to stop.
Human trafficking is an unusual crime. It's constantly evolving and adapting, and it's very hard for law enforcement to get out ahead of it. Traffickers change the way they work all the time to stay one step ahead. So, you know, being such an agile crime and being so lucrative, I think it's an easy one for bad guys to get into.
Can you take us inside then what would amount to an operation?
First of all, we respond to calls for help. That call may come to us from a family member. Their daughter has called them from China and said, you know, Mom, help me. And so the family will contact us. And the first step will be investigation, trying to pin down where she is, what city she's in. And once we've located her, we don't confront. We don't fight the traffickers. We're not kicking doors down. Our expertise, Todd, is in setting up an escape. We will find a way to help her get out of there, and then we'll run and bring her back to Vietnam.
So what you're saying is getting her out of the situation quickly, quietly, and safely is the MO.
That's right. And once we're back at the border between China and Vietnam, we then work with the police on both sides to facilitate a legal crossing. And that way, both sides have a record of this crime, and they can then go after the traffickers and bring down the trafficking ring.
So that's the next part of the dilemma, of course. There's no dilemma in rescuing a person that needs help, but leaving behind a known criminal enterprise and other people who are clearly being victimized, and you have to make that decision.
That's right. That's right. Now, we don't always know what happens then, because then it becomes a police matter. But we do know that on the Vietnamese side, nearly all of our cases now are resulting in arrests and prosecutions. So the case doesn't end once we've rescued that person. We make sure, as far as possible, that this results in a prosecution. And that brings down the whole trafficking ring. So it's not only one person who we're rescuing.
Well, I know a lot of the work that you do is quiet and clandestine and quick. It seems like it would be a good thing if traffickers in Vietnam started to get the idea that Blue Dragon and others like you are out there. And there's a pretty big risk in participating in this kind of activity because you might be waiting across the street.
That is exactly right. The whole point of what we're doing is raising the risk and raising the cost of trafficking. A few years ago, when we first started coming across the issue of men sexually abusing homeless boys here in Hanoi, they were doing that with absolute impunity. There was no risk that anyone would stop them, arrest them. Now, we've worked with the local police to get about six people arrested and sentenced to prison. Now the word is out. This might happen to you. And so that has really stopped people in their tracks. And whereas a few years ago, boys were being sexually abused even in parks out in the open, that has really had to stop. If there's no risk, if they've never heard of anybody being caught, then they're not going to be afraid. And we need them to be afraid.
Are you well-funded? Are you set to grow?
We're hoping to grow. This year, we're looking at how we can create new partnerships, especially with business, that will mean we can keep growing. We've had a huge growth in the last year of calls for help from trafficked people. And we can't say no. When that phone rings and someone is saying, please help me, we can't say, look, I'm sorry, you know, we've run out of money. So that's a real pressure for us. But if we get that right, we can do a lot of good.
Michael Brzozowski, good luck.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to talk to you.
Michael Brzozowski is founder and president of Blue Dragon Children's Foundation.